Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you have the most magical trip to the happiest place on earth. I'm your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran, and on this podcast, we talk planning tips, hotel and food reviews, and about our love for the Disneyland Resort. Let's jump in. I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey, and are as accurate as possible on date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello everybody, welcome back to Plan the Magic. Today we are going to be talking about all of the different ways that you can access a ride. So basically, we're talking about lines, or queues, as we like to call it in the theme park world. Now, you would think that this isn't that complicated, but Disneyland has made it, Disney in general, has made it a little more complicated. Especially last week, we just got the announcement of a Lightning Lane Premier Pass. So today I'm going to be going over all the different Lightning Lanes, virtual queues, the Dash Pass, regular standby, what they all mean, and how to best utilize all of these things to make your park visit the most magical. So we're going to start with the OG, the original, the no bells and whistles standby lines. So when we're talking about standby lines, it is literally you get in the line for the ride and you wait. Some of the rides in Disneyland are still strictly standby. Peter Pan's Flight, pretty much all of the rides in Fantasyland actually are standby only. Things like the monorail and the Disneyland Railroad are standby only. Jungle Cruise is standby only. The anticipation is Pirates of the Caribbean will go back to being standby only once Haunted Mansion is back up and running and Tiana's is back up and running. Winnie the Pooh. Is that? Let's look. I feel like that's standby only. And then over in DCA, not a lot. Silly Symphony Swings, Emotional Whirlwind, Jessie's Carousel, Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, Luigi's Rockin' Roadsters are all standby only. So, sorry, I'm also on the app. I want to check the Winnie the Pooh. Oh, I'm in the wrong park. Silly me. Because it's going to make a difference if they're standby only or not. Mini Adventures, Winnie the Pooh is standby only. Okay, that's what I thought. If a ride is standby only, you don't like the typically the wait time will be very indicative of what the actual wait time is. There'll be people, you'll hear people say that Disney inflates their wait times or lies about it. It's not that they're purposely messing with the wait times. It's more standby only wait times are different than lines that have Lightning Lane, which we're going to get into. So standby, you walk up, you get in the line. The time you see on the standby wait list, whether you're looking on the app or above the ride queue, is typically pretty accurate and you don't have to worry or stress about any other outside factors. You get in the line, it says 20 minutes is probably going to be 15 to 20 minutes. So when you're looking through the app, you will see they don't have the lines that are standby only, don't have any Lightning Lane options available. So you'll be able to tell from there. And then the ones when you're in the park, there'll only be like one line. There won't be two separate lines or three separate lines, and there won't be any kiosks to scan your phone. So that is another indicator of which ones are standby only and which ones have Lightning. Now, Lightning Lane. There are three different Lightning Lane passes. If you went to the parks prior to COVID, this is the new version of Fast Pass. So Fast Pass used to be a free service. You would take your paper park ticket up to a kiosk, you'd put it in, and it would spit out your ticket and another ticket that had a return time for the ride that you were standing in front of. And then you would just have to come back in that hour, and you would have a shorter ride. That is a thing of the past. It is now a paid only option. You do need the mobile app to use it. We have used it both times that we've gone in the last 2 years, and it does make things smoother and quicker. We are only two, so it's not as cost. The cost isn't as much of an issue because it's only two of us. But my husband's not a big fan of waiting in lines longer than 30 minutes. So that's kind of what everyone has their limit of a standby wait time they're willing to wait in. Some queues are better than others for longer waits. So we do absolutely utilize Lightning Lane every time we go, and probably will continue to do so until they make it ridiculously priced, like the Premier Pass, but we'll talk about that in a minute. So there are three levels of Lightning Lane: Lightning Lane Multipass, Lightning Lane Single Pass, and the new Lightning Lane Premier Pass. Lightning Lane Multipass is a per day purchase. You can purchase it either before your visit with your ticket when you're purchasing through a place like Getaway Today or other things like that, or you can purchase it the day of, any time of day, if you decide you want to use it that day. The lowest price is $32 a day per person, but it can go up. Like today was like $36. It's probably going to go up to like $38. They do use surge pricing for this, so on busy days where they're selling a lot of it, they will up the price. Lightning Lane Multipass is a pass you can use. So you bypass the standby line. There is a separate line for Lightning Lane, and you can reserve time slots to go to these attractions. Only certain attractions are on Lightning Lane Multipass. For example, in Disneyland, we're talking Star Tours, Buzz Lightyear, Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, Matterhorn, Disney's Runaway, or Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway, Indiana Jones, Pirates of the Caribbean at the time of this recording, and future once they're fully open, The Assumption is Haunted Mansion, and Tiana's Bayou Adventure, to name most of them. I think I got almost all of them. In DCA, we're talking Monsters, Inc., Incredicoaster, Guardians of the Galaxy, Web Slingers, Ariel's Undersea Adventure, Toy Story Midway Mania. These are all under Multipass. There are two rides between the parks that are on single pass that are not included under the multipass. We're going to talk about those two rides in a minute. If you purchase Lightning Lane Multipass, you can reserve a time for one ride at a time, and then you can make your reservation for the next ride either once you've scanned in for your first one or 2 hours of time has elapsed. So if I make a reservation for Indiana Jones Adventure, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning, but my reservation isn't until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, once 11 o'clock in the morning rolls around, I can actually stack. When people are talking about stacking Lightning Lanes, this is what they're talking about. You can stack a Lightning Lane on top of the Indiana Jones one because there's a 2 hour cool down window where you cannot book anything unless you use the Lightning Lane pass. So if it's 9 o'clock in the morning and I book Indiana Jones and it's for 10 a.m., as soon as I scan in at that 10 o'clock time, or it's, you have an hour, so it's 10:05 or whatever it is, I can immediately book the next one. So essentially you can only hold one multi-pass Lightning Lane reservation at a time unless 2 hours have elapsed from your original booking time for that first attraction. If you have a Lightning Lane multipass for a ride, say Big Thunder Mountain, and it's your time to go and the ride is closed, it will be converted into a multi-experience pass, which basically means you can take it to a different Lightning Lane multipass attraction and use it there without having to make a reservation. There is a tier system here, so if you're unsure of which ride you can take that MEP for, just ask the cast members that are, there'll be cast members standing at the Lightning Lane kiosk. You can just ask them, be like, okay, I have a Big Thunder one. Obviously you guys are closed. Where can I take this MEP right now? And they'll tell you what rides you can take it to. And there is small print in the app as well if you're looking for that. So that is Lightning Lane Multipass. Also, you can only use the Lightning Lane Multipass one time per day per ride. So you can only use it to ride Big Thunder once per day. Unless you have an MEP, then that doesn't apply, the multi-experience pass. You can't use it to like just keep getting on the same ride. So keep that in mind. That's something we learned the hard way our first time. The next Lightning Lane is the Lightning Lane Single Pass. There are only two rides that this is applicable for. This is a separate purchase price from the Lightning Lane Multipass. This is for Rise of the Resistance in Disneyland and for Radiator Springs Racers in Disney's California Adventure. These are what they call a la carte purchases. These are completely separate. The pricing can be, you know, $18, $19 all the way up to like $26, depending again on how busy the parks are and how much of them they are selling. Because these are the two most popular rides in the park, this is why they've separated them out from multi-lane or multipass, because they're going to make some extra bank off this if they can. So if you want to use a Lightning Lane to ride Rise or Radiator Springs Racers, it's a completely separate purchase. You don't need Lightning Lane multipass to purchase Lightning Lane single pass and vice versa. They're two completely separate things. If you purchase both, you can hold both. So if you have a Lightning Lane multipass for Pirates of the Caribbean, you can also have a Lightning Lane single pass for Rise of the Resistance at the same time, because they're separate things. So that is an option. This one we typically play by ear. We'll usually purchase one each for each ride. So we'll do Rise once and we'll do Radiator Springs Racers once. And then if we want to ride a second or third time, we'll either just try to, you know, hit the standby line at the right time or use their single rider options at Radiator Springs Racers and potentially coming to Rise. They're doing some testing with that if we want to get more than one ride of those at a time, because it is, again, we're only two people, so it's not as expensive, but it does start to add up after a while when you're spending all of this time to skip lines. And there's still lines, so just because you have Lightning Lane does not mean you're walking onto the ride. That has happened for us, but we've also been in a Radiator Springs line that wrapped out of the queue and onto Route 66, because if the ride is closed when you have your time frame, or even if it was closed but it's open and it's now within your hour, anybody that had Lightning Lane for that space of time, especially for these separate paid ones, the single passes, everybody that had Lightning Lane in the time that that ride was closed can now come to that ride whenever they want. So you can have way more people in the Lightning Lane line than is anticipated or was purchased because the ride was closed at some point. So that is something to keep in mind. It's not a guaranteed, you know, 10-minute or less wait, especially dependent on if the ride was closed, you know, what the weather's doing, how busy the parks are, how many people are buying Lightning Lane, all those sorts of things. So that is the Lightning Lane single pass. And our newest collection, our newest part of the family, is Lightning Lane Premier Pass. So this was announced last week. It is a $300 to $400 per day, per person, skip the line option. And are you saying, that's including your ticket, right? Nope, this is in addition to your ticket price. So this is still, it is obviously considerably more than purchasing Lightning Lane, multi-pass and or single pass, but it is still technically less than deciding to do a VIP tour, which can range from $500 to $800 per hour with a minimum of 7 hours required to use, have a cast member VIP tour, which we call plaids. They always have plaid. They have a plaid uniform that they wear, so you can tell when they're walking through the parks. So it's not quite that bougie, but it's like very close and on its way there to being that bougie. So the way I'm talking about all of these Lightning Lanes is strictly for Disneyland. Well, Disney World has a different set of rules. So this is specifically for California. Lightning Lane Premier Pass is, like I said, it's starting a little cheaper. It's literally went on sale this week. But the anticipation is by the new year, it is going to be like $400+ per person per day in addition to your ticket or annual pass. This one is, you can access anything that has a Lightning Lane. So that includes multi-pass and single pass rides in both parks. So you can park hop in a day without making reservation times. And basically you can show up to the ride whenever you feel like it. However, you can still only ride a ride once per day using this. So that's a little smidge annoying. I feel like if you could ride as many times as you wanted, or if there was like every 2 hours you can go back on a ride, like a refreshed or something, I'd be a little more open to the price tag of this thing. But this is not meant for, this is meant for the people that are either just real, real bougie, or for the people who are only going to go to Disneyland maybe once or twice in their lives. And this is like a once in a lifetime trip and they want to like fully maximize and utilize. I was watching Dave from Fresh Baked did like his debrief video on it. And there was an interesting scenario he mentioned where this could also potentially save you some money if it shaves off how many days you're in the park. So if you can get everything you want done in 2 days versus 4 days, and you can only buy a 2 day park hopper versus a 4 day park hopper and only have to stay in a hotel for like 3 nights versus 6 nights, that in like that scenario, you could maybe like nickel and dime yourself into considering saving money with this option. But again, if you've got a family of more than two or three, even, I told my husband this, I would rather spend less money, buy a longer like gap of being in the park. So like instead of a 3 day park hopper, buying a 4 day park hopper, yeah, you're spending more time on a hotel, but or more money on a hotel, but my vacation's a little bit longer and I'm doing it at a much more chill pace. So we like doing Disney. We rope drop and we hustle the first couple of hours, but compared to other people, because we do 4 day park hoppers with break days in between, we do it quite relaxed comparatively to other people. It's not quite the same as if we lived there, like Magic Key holders or local people. But I lean more that way with how I do it while still wanting to get everything done that we want to get done. So anyway, just to say that, like, I'm interested to see how many people purchase this. I know some of the annual pass, the Magic Key holders, are going to try purchasing this once and just like seeing how it helps or benefits them for science and for the rest of us who don't want to do it. So we'll see how that goes. This is going to be a very limited option for people. Like, they're not going to be selling a ton of these, I don't think, but I also don't think they'll ever sell out of them. Same with Lightning Lanes for the day. It's very rare if you're buying multi or single passes. More likely they'll sell out of single passes because of the nature of the pass, but multi passes I haven't seen sell out a ton. We'll see what the Christmas holiday, because that's the busiest time of the year, we'll see what that holds, but I don't think it has sold out very often. People have figured out that they don't need Lightning Lane to still function in the park, so it's not like a mandatory purchase. All right, the other type of line you will run into is a virtual queue. So as it stands right now, as the time of this recording, there are 3 virtual queue options in Disneyland and 1 virtual queue option at California Adventure. For DCA, it's not for a ride, it's for a show. So if you want to watch World of Color and you want a guaranteed spot, you can join the virtual queue at noon every day. It opens up and you can join for either show. It's not needed. You can absolutely walk up and get a spot. It's just if you want a guaranteed decent spot, you can join virtual queue. Virtual queues are free. They're included in the price of everything. It's just basically what it sounds like. It's a virtual line, so you can still do other stuff while you're waiting for something without actually having to waste your time standing in line. The other virtual queues as it stands right now are for Haunted Mansion Holiday. This is because they are doing a massive overhaul of the queue space for Haunted Mansion. So there's nowhere to put a full standby and or Lightning Lane queue. So it's only virtual queue. 7 a.m. and noon are your options for that. But once the queue construction is complete, it will be going back to regular standby and regular Lightning Lane multi-pass usage for Haunted Mansion. Tiana's Bayou Adventure has opened this week for previews. So if you're a cast member or a Magic Key holder, they have virtual queues operating for those every day. And the assumption is when it opens on November 15th for the rest of us, that it will be a virtual queue process as well for at least the first few months. That is typically what Disneyland will do. They just took Tron in Walt Disney World off of virtual queue and actually offer the regular line systems. So basically they'll keep things on virtual queue when they first open to mitigate the increased demand for these new rides, and they will only kind of move it back into a standby and Lightning Lane option once things have died down and things are operating on a more regular level so they can mitigate the crowds and that sort of thing. So the assumption is November 15th, virtual queue will also be available for Tiana's Bayou Adventure for everybody. If there is a virtual queue option for an attraction like Haunted Mansion, like Tiana's Bayou Adventure, the assumption is that there is no standby and there is no Lightning Lane. There is no other way to get on this ride except for virtual queue. In some cases, that's not the case, but you want to go with that assumption. So if you need to ride Haunted Mansion or you need to ride Tiana's Bayou Adventure while these are in place, you need the app and you need to be able to join the virtual queue when they open, typically at 7 a.m. and at 12 noon. So keep that in mind if virtual queue is something you want to do. The last line option is the DAS. So this is the Disability Access Pass. So if you have any sort of condition that precludes you from being able to wait in lines, basically this is Lightning Lane, but for people with disabilities. So you don't have to like pay for it or anything like that. You do need to be approved for it though. So that used to happen at City Hall. I do believe they've moved it out now to one of the ticket kiosks in the Esplanade. So you do need to do like an interview. There's a whole process. I do highly recommend that if you're wanting to use a DAS pass while you're in the parks, that you reach out to Disney before you go to make sure you have everything you need and you're ready to answer all of their questions, because it's basically up to it, to their discretion to approve it or not. So basically, if you have a DAS, you use the same lines as the Lightning Lane lines. And then I believe if it's standby, you potentially will go through the exit, potentially. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's how it works. So if you are someone or have someone in your group or family that can't be in lines and you want to utilize the DAS system, please reach out to Disney directly before your trip just to make sure you have everything and all the information you need to get approved when you actually get to the park. Now, there's two little options I'm going to throw in here at the end. Your people who do plaid tours and single rider lines. So single rider lines are rides that have a separate line for people who are either alone or are okay being split up from their party. So basically, they can take these people and fill in the gaps that show up from people who, you know, families of four or groups of six or like these big groups that want to stay together, but they want to make sure that the ride vehicles are always full. So they'll have a single rider line that they can pull from to fill in any of those gaps. So some rides that have this option, and these ones are typically quite popular, so keep that in mind that those lines also, while usually saving you time, can also be long. The Incredicoaster, Radiator Springs Racers, Space Mountain, I'm trying to think of anything else. They were testing it at Rise of the Resistance, but as of right now, that's not the case. It's still just regular lines. If that's all I can think of at the top of my head. If you're not sure, you can ask the cast that's at the front of the queue. If there's a single rider option, they will tell you where to go. Typically, it's through the exit. And they'll give you like a little paper ticket and fill you in. This is a really good option for Radiator Springs Racers if you are okay being split with your party, because the ride vehicle is a 3 and 3. There typically is a lot of room to fill in these gaps because parties are typically even numbered. So if you have a family of four, or like my family is a family of five, you can start filling in gaps with single riders quite a lot more efficiently in these cases. I've used it for Incredicoaster as well. And that was, in my case, when I went, it was really helpful. I basically walked on, but that queue can get like 20 plus minutes. So keep that in mind. If you can't find the single rider line for a ride, or you're not sure there is a single rider line, just ask the cast members at the queue. They're everywhere. They'll be able to help you, but that is another option to potentially cut down wait times if you are okay being separated from your party. And then lastly, I'll mention, if you have the money to spend $500 to $800 an hour for 7 to 10 hours a day for a VIP tour, or what we lovingly call the plaids, then they basically get you on whatever ride they're taking you on. So they will walk through the exits. They will go through lightning lanes that are short. You're paying for not only a guide, but you're paying to get onto rides when you want to get on rides. So VIP tours are 7 to 10 hours, $500 to $800 per hour, with a maximum of, I believe, 12 people per tour. And basically, you have your own private VIP tour guide that takes you through Disneyland, gets you on rides, helps you get food, will push your kids' stroller. I've seen them do, like, they are your person for the time that you've purchased them for. The assumption is with the Premier Pass that they're probably going to be starting to raise the prices on VIP tours to make it a little more exclusive, because it has become more of a popular option for people. because it is meant to be more of an exclusive thing. Like, my husband and I, we love calling out whenever we see plaids, because typically that used to mean, like, rich and famous people. But it's shocking how many we saw in the park that I think were just regular, like, families getting together and splitting the cost of it sort of thing. So, that is an option if you would like it. Again, for me, that's more if you're, like, a once-in-a-lifetime type person. I feel like that's where this would come into play. Or if you're just that bougie and rich, then go for it and let me know how it is. But yeah, those are your line options. Those are the different ways you can get onto an attraction at the Disneyland Resort. Hopefully that was helpful. If you have any questions, go follow me over on Instagram at plan.the.magic.dl and I will answer anything I can and help you have a magical trip. All right, I'll see you in the next one. That's it for today's episode of Plan the Magic. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And as always, keep dreaming. And until next time, I'll see you real soon.